The students will represent the Ohio Student Association, which was formed 2 years ago to teach students how to become politically active at the state and local level. Member Tristina Allen, a student at Wright State, believes the work they'll be doing in Mississippi was started by the Freedom Fighters.
We will be doing a large voter registration drive, mimicking the activity that they did 50 years earlier and registering people who aren't often voting and making sure that they do know that they have the right to vote.
In the 1960s, civil rights groups chose Mississippi to launch the Freedom Summer Project because at the time, less than 7% of the state's eligible black voters were registered to vote. Local student organizer Prentice Haney feels that voter suppression still exists there.
We had young people coming together fighting for voter rights, and we see that the issues that were fought back 50 years ago are still happening today. So we need to, you know, talk about what it is that we want as young people and what rights we deserve.
On June 21, 1964, Freedom Summer volunteers Michael Schwerner, Andrew Goodman, and James Cheney were reported missing. They were found 6 weeks later buried beneath an earthen dam. While in Mississippi, Ohio Student Association volunteers and other youth groups from around the country will hold discussions about community organizing and voter suppression. Wayne Baker, WYSO.